Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
99.9 KSW, the Rock of Seattle. The show is Metal Shop. We're talking to Brandon Byers of Your Spirit Dies. Brandon, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
So,
new EP
It Is Well, out now. You guys just finished up a tour, I believe, in just about week and a half ago, correct?
Yeah, about a week and a half, 2 weeks now, yeah.
And this EP is following up another release that came out last year, correct?
Yeah, last May, actually.
So let's just talk about, we did a little preamble before we started talking. Let's just talk about yourself. We always, you know, the normal stuff, how you got into, you got into music, and how did you get into heavy music that led you to start playing in Your Spirit Dies?
Yeah. I guess like starting when I was a kid, I had a cousin who was involved. So I grew up in North Carolina. So Charlotte, North Carolina, obviously, like, North Carolina metalcore, hardcore, whatever you want to call it. Like, the late 90s, early 2000s, my cousin was very into a lot of that stuff. So that was my introduction on my own. Like, it was mainly just, like, me and my friends just skateboarding, listening to, like, System of a Down and like that, you know what I mean? But, like, growing up, like, my cousin was very into, like, Undying and, like, Prayer for Cleansing and, like, a lot of that stuff. So, you know, I kind of got like a pretty early example of what a lot of that shit was, you know what I mean?
This is going to be like very impromptu on your part, but we're going to do the ones that pop to your head. So, you can take some time.
Okay.
But I would like to hear We talked about hardcore, but this can be any type of heavy, hardcore, metal, whatever. Five important records or bands to you. It can be a discography if it doesn't. I'll let you use the discography umbrella if that helps you a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess like when I'm talking about like younger would have been bands like, because I, once again, I grew up in the Southeast, so there was a lot of, as you can even tell with my band, there's a lot of religious undertone, because I grew up in a very religious household. So I feel like the younger me would have been like Under Oath, like Define the Great Line, or like They're Only Chasing Safety. Like those records were two really impactful for me and kind of what started me on a path. Now, you know, we talked about Pulling Teeth earlier. Pulling Teeth is, so when it comes to hardcore, I'm definitely, I lean more towards like the darker side of hardcore, like the more metal, metallic hardcore stuff, like All Out War, Pulling Teeth. But Pulling Teeth is one of my favorite hardcore bands of all time. Martyr Immortal, incredible record. Undying is a big one for me. The EP, The Day All Gods Die or whatever, that record has stuck with me into my adulthood, so that is a big one. So five. This is always so hard to think of. I like a lot of death metal, so Obituary. Obituary is one of my things, and then like I also like black metal, and there's this black metal band from Poland called Mgła that I really go back to very often. I guess like if we want to talk impactful, Under Oath, bands like Norma Jean, that shit when I was a kid, those were the ones that did it for me.
I grew up in a very religious area of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
A town with more churches than anything you could see from like the top of the valley of this area. You could see these, you know, all these churches, the crosses, the flags.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of people who, you know, were just religious by overwhelmingly religious, just area. And so it was like kind of almost a default. So people found a way through with Face Down Records. Me and a church group went to Face Down Fest for one of the last shows for Seventh Star before they I bought a Pending Doom jersey or Pending Doom mesh shorts and a Seven Star jersey, and there's definitely a vibe, and there was counter to that was the hardcore of the time in Seattle and just in general of general hardcore that I started listening to. Like I was listening to the Face Down Records stuff, but at the same time listening to Trial, listening to Gorilla Biscuits, etc. And those two worlds were kind of driving side by side until a certain point, of course.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Yeah, high school I got Foundation. You know what I mean? Like when I was in high, I'm in my 30s, so Foundation was a big regional band for me. Still, in my opinion, one of the more flawless hardcore discographies. But Trial, too, man. I love Trial.
Yeah, and it's cool to see bands like Foundation back doing it, especially with this new show landscape. Bands returning to do weekenders, flying out to do fests, etc. But with that, I think people forget the importance of just getting in the van and playing tours. Not that it's easy, I completely understand. But it's a formula that works, and you guys are still doing it. It sucks out there.
Oh, dude, it's rough. I mean, I thoroughly enjoy touring, but we sleep in our van. You know what I mean? Like, we are the band that posts up at, like, a Love's truck stop. We sleep in the back lot with all the truckers. We very much rough it in our band. And I understand, man. It's like, I'm 32. I turned 33 this year, so, like, my back's hurting, buddy. You know what I mean? I'm not like, it's definitely not like I was when I was like 18 or 19 or 20 years old. But I don't know, man. It's all for the love. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of bands that tour outside of their means and then they get home and complain about money. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, I feel like touring kind of, it separates the real ones from the not real ones, you know what I mean? In like a weird way. I don't know. I think like the culture, I don't think you have to rough it. If you want to shower, get the f-ing hotel. You know what I mean? Do the thing and we will get a hotel. If it like the tour we did back in the winter time, it was 4 degrees outside on the East Coast. You know what I mean? Like, of course we didn't sleep in our van because we would freeze to death and die. And nobody wants that. So we would get a hotel room, you know what I mean? But like, I've got this rule, if it's like 30 to like 50 or 60 degrees, I'm sleeping in the van. But
And it'll be fine if you've got the right sleeping bags and you're
for like, sure,
especially with that body heat too and all and y'all are like stuffing a bunch of dudes in a van and the body heat in that situation, you're gonna be just fine.
This dude snoring mad loud, you know what I mean? Like it's just
fogging up windows. I've done enough on the local and West Coast level, being a bigger dude and getting in those, we're gonna stay at that stay at the homie's house, but one, two to three may have to stay. We're only gonna take one to two, so yeah. Three, a couple of you guys are gonna have to stay in the van, and it's still even with two or three, it's
fine.
Yeah, you're, the windows are still fogged. You're still like, gonna be that time of the night where you're gonna try to roll out of the van to just breathe real air and not your homie.
Yeah, yeah. The funniest part is when I'm just like getting out of the van in like a Love's gas station. And I'm just like in my underwear, like close to catching a charge, you know what I mean? It's like the worst feeling ever.
Oh, just kind of rolling out onto the street and like you're not even fully awake. You're getting the crust from your eyes and you're kind of like looking around. You for a minute you don't even remember that you're there.
Oh dude, yeah. So, you're not human at that point, you know what I mean?
Oh,
you're
no, creature. A full parking lot creature.
Absolutely.
And people are seeing you, just like you're not realizing how people are perceiving you.
Oh yeah, they're seeing this like grown 30-year-old man crawl out of a van with five other people. It looks crazy. Like it has to look. It's probably the most. Can I cuss? No, I've cussed.
Yeah, you're good. You're fine.
It's truly the most f***ed up thing on earth. Like if I was like a family of four, just like pumping my gas or getting my gas station snacks, I would be extremely worried.
Tell me a little. Tell us what you want the people to know about this new EP. I'm hearing Your Spirit Dies. I'm hearing the dark. I'm hearing the heavy. I'm hearing some. Hearing that fast heavy as well.
Yeah. I guess like it's my favorite thing that we've done thus far. We worked with Randy LaBeouf, who I don't really think in like the world of music that we're in really needs an introduction. When we went up there to work on these two songs, it was just kind of like, it was our first time working with him, first time meeting him. A lot of bands that we are very close with said nothing but good things about him. So we took the leap, we went and recorded with him, and he is now one of my favorite people on the planet, you know what I mean? And it all came supernaturally. It was just like we went up there with like a handful of riffs. I think we picked two and then we wrote the songs in like a matter of like 3 days, both of them. And it is like without a doubt like the most like us album that we've done, or most like us body of work that we've done. I hate that it was two songs, but it is what it is. There's more coming. We don't have it recorded yet, but we're about to start working on like a new record. Dude, it's just the influences on this one shine. Like a lot of people in our band are influenced by bands like Meshuggah and like Gojira. Mm-hmm. And same breath, like we're influenced from like Poison the Well, and like I feel like we were really able to like let all those influences shine. Like you hear the melodic death metal stuff like at the gates, like you hear a lot of like every influence just pushed through on this one times 10. So it's like it's just exactly what I wanted from those two songs.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.